The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing a Johns Hopkins neuroscientist who won the 2020 Baranczyk Prize for Innovation. The 2020 Baranczyk Prize for Innovation in MS Research has been awarded to neuroscientist Dwight E. Burgles, PhD, a Johns Hopkins University professor, for his work in understanding the function of brain cells in multiple sclerosis. This international prize awards $100,000 to the recipient. Administered by the National MS Society, the prize seeks to recognize and encourage exceptional innovation and originality in scientific research into the causes and potential treatments for multiple sclerosis. Myelin, the fat-rich substance that wraps around nerve fibers, works to insulate and increase the velocity of signals relayed by nerve cells. Myelin loss is the underlying cause of diseases like MS. Burgles' work has been devoted to the understanding of immature cells called oligodendrocyte progenitor cells that play a key role in providing myelin to neurons. When diseases, an injury, or age causes myelin loss, GPCs migrate to the place that needs repairing. Once there, they mature into myelin-producing cells called oligodendrocytes to fix the damage. This prize honors the creative studies that our group has conducted to deepen our understanding of oligodendrocyte progenitors, Burgles said in an MS Society press release. With his team, Burgles showed that OPCs could form direct connections with brain nerve cells and communicate through chemical messengers or neurotransmitters. This communication regulates OPC's behavior, determining if they mature into oligodendrocytes or if they remain dormant, the team found. Burgles' work has also focused on the failure of OPCs to regenerate mature oligodendrocytes in advanced MS stages. Using imaging techniques and fluorescent molecules in mice, his team was able to record, in real time, OPC's behavior in the brain. The resulting information on cell speed, movement, and interactions in the brain offers new insight into myelin repair. Moreover, the team also discovered that after damage, myelin regeneration depends on the brain area where it occurs, suggesting that it may be region-specific. More recently, Burgles was involved in a study that suggested that OPCs could be involved in the immune response targeting the brain and spinal cord. In addition to the major contributions Dr. Burgles and his team have made to advance myelin repair research, he and his lab have also developed advanced research tools that have made it possible to answer critical research questions that advance strategies to restore function and improve quality of life in people with MS, said Bruce Bebo, PhD, Executive Vice President of Research Programs at the National MS Society. The Baranczyk Prize for Innovation in MS Research seeks to distinguish and support a scientist or team of scientists for outstanding novelty and originality in scientific research relevant to MS, particularly potential research on treatments and a cure for the disease. The accompanying $100,000 award is made possible by the Charles and Marjorie Baranczyk Foundation, from where the prize gets its name. I hope that the recognition of this award will encourage more young scientists to devote themselves to uncovering the mysteries of these remarkable cells and develop new therapeutic approaches to accelerate myelin repair in multiple sclerosis, Burgos said. Burgos is a professor of neuroscience at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore and the director of the Multiphoton Imaging and Electrophysiology Core in the Neuroscience Department. He received his award and gave the Baranczyk Prize lecture at the recent America's Committee for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey, I'm Jesse Ace, a columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading an article from Jennifer Powell's column, Silver Linings. Could Mylaviz, a new imaging agent of myelin, be a game changer? Myelin is the protective sheath that covers nerve fibers and is damaged in those with multiple sclerosis. Quantifying the degenerative process of myelin would lend perspective on how much and where a patient is progressing. Currently, MRIs are used for diagnostic purposes, but the nuances of progression remain difficult to trace. What if we could track demyelination? This could help narrow the gap between diagnosis and relapse-causing disability. What if we could see and ultimately repair that process? What if we could eliminate that chasm? According to a recent report in Multiple Sclerosis News Today, researchers at Case Western Reserve University have created a new imaging agent for myelin called Mylaviz. The US Food and Drug Administration has since given the green light for Mylaviz to be evaluated in a clinical trial with healthy volunteers. In addition to aiding the diagnosis of MS, Mylaviz could also help to diagnose and track other myelin-associated diseases, as well as their progression. Myelin has never been directly imaged before. Yan Mingwang, PhD, Mylaviz's co-inventor and a professor of radiology at Case Western Reserve School of Medicine, said in a press release reported by Multiple Sclerosis News Today's Marta Figueiredo, "Our technique is the first to do so, and we are hopeful that this will provide an earlier and more accurate diagnosis of MS." Injected intravenously, Mylaviz binds to myelin and can be seen via positron emission tomography or PET scans. Myelin is subsequently lit up, with areas of myelin loss characterized by low or absent light, according to the report. Preclinical studies in rodents have shown promising results. Many of us with MS could embrace something like this that shows promise. MRIs have long been my only guidepost while living with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. They highlight which lesions are active, yet they are often prescribed after a disability has occurred. My last MRI showed new active lesions in my cervical spine only after I began experiencing exasperated foot drop and dysphagia. Mylaviz has the potential to offer insight in real time. Let's take it one step further. Imagine having the capability to prevent disability with this intervention. Robert Fox, Vice Chair for Research at the Cleveland Clinic's Neurological Institute, said the goal is to enable clinicians to more unambiguously diagnose MS and monitor disease progression and repair processes, the report noted. Mylaviz is ready for a human trial at the Cleveland Clinic Mellen Center for Multiple Sclerosis. That data will then be compared with conventional MRIs. Chungying Wu, Mylaviz's co-inventor and instructor of radiology at Case Western, suggests that Mylaviz could be the missing link in finding a cure for MS. Let's hope. Mylaviz could be the first imaging agent to offer a real-time observation of demyelination. That would be a game changer, in a game that I plan to win.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.